This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Gaining and losing weight for a role isn't new. That role just being getting through the pandemic is a bit, though, and having a celebrity embrace that. Will Smith posted on his Instagram and said, like, truthfully, guys, I've never been more out of shape.
And he still looks amazing.
Yeah, but he said, never been this out of shape in my life.
So relatable. And like, even his expression in the picture, I'll share it to Play 107's story right now.
But you're saying Mark Wahlberg, actually, for a role, has gained a lot of weight as well.
Yeah, for an upcoming movie called Father Stew, over the past 3 weeks, he's gained so much weight. Mm. And he even has a side-by-side. I'll share that as well.
But like, you could make a side-by-side look significantly different with the right amount of water, the proper lighting, and some like body grease.
No,
trust me.
It's an obvious difference between his body types. Like on the left, there's definition. On the right, he's kind of got like a soft vibe going, like a pillowy vibe.
And where are you at with it?
Oh, I love it.
The new one?
Because like now he's in my
wheelhouse.
I could get in there.
You like the big boys.
I like the big, but also he's married. And like she knew, she commented saying, "You still look gorgeous, babe. Still sexy." Because she knows there's an entire new demographic that would be interested in Mark.
A new fleet of the big boy lovers.
Exactly.
That's what they're called.
He's got the dad bod going on.
I think gaining weight for a role, not only would it be easier,
it'd be so fun.
And it's it feels like it would be a healthier choice than losing drastic weight.
I'm just going to start telling people that I'm preparing for a role. A local couple, Mohammed and Samira, have started a passion project. Actually, they started this 4 years ago after learning that each shelter or donation establishment goes through 25 pairs of socks every single day. And the average person who maybe lives on the street walks 60,000 steps. Like they're constantly moving every day. So imagine having to wear the same socks for a long time.
Awful.
Yeah. So they started this passion project. It's called Mr. Nice Socks. Okay. For every pair of socks that you purchase, they donate 2 pairs of warm socks to local organizations. So over the past 4 years, this local couple have donated over 71,000 pairs of socks all across Canada and now into the U.S. And not only that, but they make cool socks.
Yeah. What's the company name?
Mr. Nice Socks. And they dropped off a pair of socks for you years ago.
I was
and they
just
were
about
like,
to say that. They're awesome
they
socks.
They were sharks with lasers on their heads. Lasers attached to their heads. So they actually have really funky, cool socks. And if you're buying some, you're helping the community. So if anybody wants the link to check out, it's MrNS.ca. But I could send it to you right now if you wanted to get on board with this.
Tell me something good.
All right, what did I say to you about my story today?
You said that if I don't cry, I don't have a heart or something like that.
I think I said if my story doesn't make you cry, I've failed at telling it properly.
Oh, okay, sorry.
A 79-year-old husband visited a beauty school recently and asked if they would give him lessons in hair and makeup so that his beautiful wife could be assisted in getting ready. Because of her failed vision, she was burning herself with her curling iron. She was having a rough time with her mascara. And so he asked if they would teach him how to do it so he could keep getting her ready and assist her in beautifying, I suppose, for when they go out on the town together. So there's pictures here of like this 79-year-old man rocking 2 hearing aids, mask on. And learning how to use a curling iron and mascara. And yeah, pretty.
That is so precious.
Pretty nice story.
Tell me something good.
Happy May 4th be with you.
No, happy Star Wars Day. And then you say,
May the 4th be with you. Sorry.
Good job.
Rider, rider, rider's recorder. Rider, rider has no actual skills.
I know how passionate people are about this, so I'll try to do it justice. While getting a massage, you're in a fairly vulnerable position, and sometimes embarrassing things can happen, right?
Yeah, Jen wrote in saying, I've had a bad massage experience. I got a package for this new place. They also did the cupping. I heard good things about cupping, so I really wanted to try it, but I should have left immediately. This place was, and in all caps, she writes, sketchy.
Mm.
It was like an old office made in to be a wannabe massage place. I felt so uncomfortable.
So she's actually like just getting massaged on an office desk?
Yeah.
Like, please lay down.
She said the guy who was doing the cupping was like heavy breathing. She's like, I don't know if this guy like didn't do a lot of cardio or if something else was going on. I was not a fan of it. I left that place so fast. I will never go back.
I had a massage once where they put my hand in like a warm bag of sand.
That actually sounds really nice.
Yeah.
So was it just a way to like relax your hands before
exactly.
they massage them? That's cool.
But it was like probably a 5 or 6 pound bag. Like it was a pretty heavy bag of sand, warm sand. This was in Hawaii. Maybe it's a normal thing they do there. Anyway, she was transferring from one hand to the other over top of me and the bag slipped out of her hand.
Just sand everywhere?
No, it stayed intact, but it landed hard.
On your bag?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I even had to like sit up because my cramping was so bad. And
ooh, I bet they felt so bad.
She felt terrible. And like, I think they offered to comp my entire massage, but then I felt bad.
Kate,
yeah, it was ridiculous.
I want to think that the massage experience that I had once was bad, but I think it's because I was just so tight that it was painful the entire duration of like my entire body was so sore. But not only that, I don't like when they talk, but she started telling me about her fantasy fiction book that she's writing, and it had a lot of vampires and fairies in it, and her voice kind of had an ASMR effect, and I fell asleep while she was telling me about the book she was like really excited to write.
Just start snoring?
I did.
Oh, no.
But it was such a relaxing, the way she was, I was like, tell me more about this book. This is so nice. And then I was out. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Maybe that's her thing.
No. I think she was really proud of her book and wanted to tell me about it.
Johnny, who's on the show after us, joins us on the phone for his awful experience that just shook down. Fire away.
Okay, so I usually go like once a month and I go to the same person every time and it's all fine and we don't talk ever. It's just a nice go in, get the massage because I have a bad back. Sounds good. Done. We're about halfway through the massage, and all of a sudden, I have a tingle in my nose, like I have to sneeze. And right now, when you go for a massage, it's mask on the whole time. Everybody wears masks. Okay, good, good. Well, I'm like, don't sneeze, don't sneeze. And all of a sudden, I can't hold it anymore. I have to sneeze. So I let out a huge sneeze, and she goes, bless you. And I'm like, thank you. But you don't realize what's happening in my mask when I let that huge sneeze out. It's full of, to spare you, just a bunch of gross stuff
right now
in my mask.
So, because you're facing down, and usually when you're laying like that, at any point, everything runs to the front of your face.
I've never sneezed face down before, but it sounds terrible.
Oh, the worst. Okay, so I'm like, okay, fine, she's cool with it. She's cool with it, we'll let it slide. And then all of a sudden, I feel another tingle. I'm like, not again. Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
This is my nightmare.
And I let another massive sneeze out. And she's like, oh, bless you. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
At this point, she's like, does this guy have COVID?
And then she goes, it's time to flip over. And I'm like, no.
How long were you like dealing with this? Like, what percentage of the way through the massage were you when this happened?
Yeah, was it near the end or at the beginning?
It was 25 minutes in, and I booked for an hour.
Ugh.
That's a long haul.
So 35 minutes of mask, sneezy face.
Awful.
Gross.
Yeah, terrible.
Maybe you need to start doubling up when you go for a massage, just in case.
Or just put some Kleenex in there as well.
Yeah, just stuff it.
Yeah. 7. We call this the sound off, where we both make ridiculous noises back and forth.
No
and
laughing.
The goal is to try to not laugh. So if you laugh, you lose.
Okay.
I guess it's who laughs more, though. We'll do 3 rounds, okay? Round 1.
Are you going to make the sound first or am I? I'll go first because I'm already laughing and I don't want to laugh at your sound. Okay. Rooker, 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 rooker.
Mm-mm.
You were close.
Yep, I was.
Okay.
I didn't expect that at all. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
My turn.
Me. Okay, my turn.
Okay. No.
Honk, 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 honk. That's from Ace Ventura. It didn't work?
No, and those are real words. Like, honk
no.
is a word.
No, it's honk, a sound.
Honk is
goose,
a word.
Yeah, geese speak. They honk.
Okay. My next one.
Hey, yeah.
Okay.
You know I hate that sound. You do it all the time. Come on.
No chance. And my my last one here. I guess this is it, right? Thank you for checking out the show. So there is a word. This is scientifically proven to get your kids to help with house or yard work more.
Okay, and I guessed now. That was wrong?
Incorrect.
How good is that mom voice, though? Now. Pretty good. Some of the guesses rolling in to 780-784-7107. Jessica said bribery. $20 can go a long way.
Incorrect. Not the answer.
Please?
No.
What about immediately? That was a guess.
I could see that one working, but that's not it.
Treats?
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's helper. Researchers say that when you use the noun helper, it's a description that points to a child's basic character and identity, so they're motivated to prove that it's true without being intimidated that they have to take on the job by themselves. So if you're like, hey, I could really use a helper in the backyard today with a few things, all of a sudden it's like a point of pride where they get to be your assistant. Rather than, yo, I need you to go and clean up the dog turds now, like you screamed. But yeah, no, the word helper apparently is like a magical word to get kids to do something.
We need every parent listening right now to try this out tonight and then get back to us tomorrow with what happened.
I mean, it also means you have to work with them, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right? You couldn't be playing vids and be like, hey, I need a helper to fold this laundry. Maybe.
Maybe. You could say, I need you to be the helper. You do it now. I'll finish it later.
Mm-hmm.
You get started.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. I need to figure a couple of those things out. Because it's a slippery slope where your kid, like, I was saying this to you about her schoolwork yesterday, where it's not about what they're learning as much as, like, she's in grade four. It's learning how to learn. That's important right now. She needs to learn how to learn. And like, it's not the same goes for yard work or whatever, housework. It's not about the work that's done. It's like learning how to work.
The mentality of this needs to happen.
Well,
this
and
needs
just
to get done.
Train your brain that like how to complete a job properly and stuff so that you're set up for an enjoyable life where you're not constantly behind on things.
One of my favorite tips was instead of saying, I'm so proud of you, you switch that to, you should be so proud of yourself.
I like that one.
Because then that gives them the power.
Mm-hmm. I also heard another little tip when it comes to, like, maybe there's some adults struggling with yard work. I know I haven't, like, touched my yard yet. And every time I look at it, I'm like, I should really be doing something. but the tip was if it takes less than a minute to do it immediately. So every time you see a job where there's, like, bottles that need to, you know, go down to the garage or whatever, if it takes less than a minute, you have to start doing it immediately. And I know that I think was my New Year's resolution and only lasted for like a week or two.
I was just going to say, why don't you do like anything that takes under a minute? Like pick up your clothes in the entrance, your socks in the living room.
Yeah, yeah. No, like I said.
Sauce that's like dripping off of the countertops after you cook.
Like I said, the New Year's resolution didn't stick. Interesting stat I just read about people born in the 90s. They are getting it on less than any other generation since the 20s.
What?
And I think the 20s, by the time they would have been in the age range to get it, it would have been like the Great Depression, sadness. So maybe that's why they weren't doing it. I don't know.
What was wrong with us?
Well, I was trying to figure that out. And I was like, especially with music like we just heard, all the songs are so sexually charged.
But we were too young when those came out. We were in like...
Good point.
We were in our single digits of age.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess music, as you like
were coming of age were songs like this.
As you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a song.
You 90s kids just get together and cry together?
It's so funny because I actually love that song. I would listen to it on repeat. Everything makes sense now.
Yeah, it sure does. But like, shout out to people in their 60s, 70s, and get this, even 80s.
I don't believe that. They're lying. Then they get...
on average are doing it more than people that were born in the 90s.
I don't believe... You're going to believe them when they're... These studies are being done and they're being asked these questions. Like, you think they're being truthful?
Yep. Every day.
Local businesses are the heart of our community, and it's time to show them a little love.
Hello, my name is Angela Ross, and I'm the executive director here at Momentum Walk-in Counseling. And we are a nonprofit registered charity that was founded in 2012 to address the need for accessible and affordable mental health counseling. And people come to us for a range of reasons. So some may be seeking strategies that can be used to problem solve an issue, or they may need help coping with a really stressful situation. Some folks might want to determine what services and programs could be most helpful to them, or they might simply want to be heard in like a safe and empathetic environment. For most of our clients, we are their first counseling experience.
What is the fundraiser that's coming up? I'm seeing here it's Move for Mental Health. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are very excited in recognition of Mental Health Awareness Week. We're working with a Generous Solutions platform to do a virtual fundraiser. And so folks can just move their bodies however they want, you know, bike or walk or yoga or anything. And they'll have their own sort of personal sponsorship goals that they can send out to their networks and friends. And we're really hoping to raise a minimum of $10,000. Given the pandemic, we haven't really been able to do our typical fundraising activities. And as a nonprofit registered charity, we're really hoping that with this virtual platform that we'll get people excited, we'll get people moving, we'll get people talking about mental health and how it's impacting them, and we'll get people to raise money for us.
So speaking of virtual, I see here that you offer online groups.
We do. Basically, after they were all drop-in in-person groups prior to the pandemic and the restrictions. So we have moved all of our groups virtually at this point, and they're all free of charge thanks to our sponsors, the Wellness Network, and from FCSS Edmonton. In terms of our counseling, what we do is we offer a sliding service scale that determines the applicable session fee. So the scale is based on the client's monthly household income, and it ranges from $25 a session to $200 per session. So our mental health therapists are basically volunteering their time and wanting to ensure no one is left behind.
Wow.
That is wonderful.
And yeah. And that's what, you know, the fundraising and the donations, all of that goes into ensuring that people without insurance or people that are living paycheck to paycheck or just don't have any extra funds for mental health support are never left behind.
Amazing. And you guys have an Instagram account at Momentum Walk-In. You also have a website?
We sure do. It's www.momentumcounselingwith2ls.org.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.